Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out a bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad hatter, bad day, bad lot, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Place. Right across the river into the woods from our granny's out on the back deck right now, working a thumb of Acapulco gold because she can in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show you don't do, but all my friends that come around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, shadooby, shake it, ooh, ooh, woo, woo, I think I might have caught something from Keith, shadooby, yeah, yeah, it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy, Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden, Fried, LTN, and Kansas City Mo. A birthday roll call on a terrible towel Tuesday. The Zinger, 27 today. Porzingis, Laremy Tunsil, 28. Paul DeJong, 29. Golden Tate, 34. Houston Street, 39. Kerry Rhodes, 40. Grady Sizemore, 40. Tony Amani, 52 on the back nine. Cedric Ceballos, 53 on the 13th hole. Tim Wakefield, 56 today, a year younger than Uncle Futrelli. And Burgess Owens, former Jet and Raider safety, 71. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. What up, TA in Omaha? Hold on a second. Mafia, did you remember to shave your nose hair today? Shut up! I shaved my nose hair! Can you believe this guy? What about Haro's nose hair? I'll ask him. Is he on today? He has till tomorrow at least to shave his. We got trade deadline updates out to Yinger. Juan Soto to San Diego in the way. And a massive gargantuan deal. Hosmer was going to be in the deal, but he's going to the Red Sox late this afternoon in a deal. How do you like moving from San Diego to that absolute shack hole, Boston? I mean, that's like getting sent to Leavenworth. We got a double dip out there today at Petco with the soft serve ice cream dripping wet and delicious with sprinkles starting in just over an hour. The Yankees trade Ernest and Julio Gallo to the Dodgers. Oh, Carver High, what is the over-under on when he'll be a DFA'd? He ain't gonna hit 125 with the Dodgers and stick any more than my deodorant. Orioles trade all-star closer Jorge Lopez to the Twins, whoever the hell that is. Marlins trade Anthony Bass and Zach Pop to Toronto. Who the F is that? Pirates traded Jose Quintana. Don't make fun of my Pirates, Carver. You know what's good for you, mister. Reds trade Tommy Fligum, excuse me, Pham, to the Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox get Hosmer and Pham. They're in last place. We got the Lion's Share coming up. Plus, Cody Decker of BetMGM's baseball podcast will roll with us today on everything going on with the deadline. We got all the baseball for you, everything, all kinds of highlights. We got a polar bear sighting. Soto goes yard in his last at bat against, Scherzer hit a bomb off of him last night. Mets still won. We got a Rosario walk-off. We got a Urshela walk-off. We got a Judge ring a bell, Carver High. When are they going to get, hold on, are you ever going to get a bell for the show, Mafia? We need a goddamn bell. I mean, we make so much money for these people. Can we get a bell in here? George Bell, go ahead, your mother. Although I do like her. Aaron Boone talking on the show today. We got, how about Christian Vasquez doing an interview with the Red Sox while he had just been dealt. They yanked him off the field. Profar with homers in four straight games. Get the prop boat engines in the water, Carver High, for your boy Jurickson Profar. We got everything. An Alomar Jr. RBI double, all that. Bryce Harper has the pins removed from his thumb. And we got rookie of the year raises odds to win the World Series. Tonight's games will break it all down, make us some money. Sean Pendergast will join us from Houston 610 Sports Radio. Today in Carver High history will be fun. Dolphins lose first round pick in 23, a third rounder in 24 for violating the integrity of the game. All about tampering. Stephen Ross suspended through October 17th. What does he care? He owns 90% of the buildings in Manhattan. Who cares if you're suspended, fired, or otherwise when you own all of New York City? People dressed in plastic bags. Anyway, Brian Flores is disappointed. Why don't you worry about coaching the Steelers there, femlips? Tom Brady will not be charged with anything because he's the greatest human being ever on the face of the earth, including Jesus. No word yet from Roger Goodell on the Watson ruling. That's because he has until tomorrow at 9 a.m. to do it. We got Stefanski on the show today. Kyle Shanahan on the show today. Brady on the show today. I mean, it's unbelievable. We got Ohio State AD Gene Smith says you can't ignore the potential of a 16-team playoff. Let's get it on, baby. Greg Norman says Liv offered Tiger $700 to $800 million to come over, and he turned it down. You don't have to take $700-$800 million when you're already worth well over $1 billion. Boy, Jeannie Buss had her Twitter account hacked. I wonder by who. Arash Marcasio join us from 1090 in San Diego to talk about the Padres. Plus Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider from Chargers camp out in Lipstick City. Grab a cold one. It don't matter what time it is. It's coast to coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, you got to get this BetMGM app. Honestly, I mean, it's literally replaced my wife as the most important thing in my life. I just am constantly on this thing. I mean, I'm just playing with it every day, making all kinds of stacks. Bands make her dance. Bands make her dance. Bands make her dance. And listen to this. Bet $10 on any baseball game in the show, you know, in the majors. $200 to you, baby, if either team hits a home run. That should take about 5 minutes. Bonus code MLBHR2022. That's MLB Home Run 2022. $10 on any Major League Baseball game. Get $200 if somebody hits a home run. They're just giving money away. It's a beautiful thing. Let's bring him in. Carver High, he's very emotional today with the deadline coming up here in just under 3 hours. He's very emotional.
Absolutely very emotional. That's right. As we work a little bit closer to the 6 p.m. Eastern trade deadline, Scotty, in Major League Baseball. Of course, we have a few deals that have gone down already today. We will keep you updated through the next couple of hours here on Coast to Coast with any others. The biggest one, Scotty, by far, is Juan Soto going to the Padres. Look out, a massive deal shaking the foundation of the National League. Here we go. Here's what the Nationals, Scotty, are getting back. Pitcher Mackenzie Gore, shortstop C.J. Abrams, outfielder Robert Hassel III, outfielder James Wood, pitcher Yarlin Susana, all going to Washington for Juan Soto and Josh Bell. Let's not forget that either, Scotty. You get Josh Bell in the deal along with Juan Soto. Major move for the Padres.
Well, can they leave that up there, that graphic, so I can just go through it for a second? Because, first of all, Josh Bell would probably be the number two guy on the market in terms of a power hitter that was available at today's deadline. So he was going to move one way or the other. And go figure, he moves to San Diego along with Soto at 23, the most dangerous man in baseball, with the most dangerous lethal bat in baseball. And 3 years, that means three postseason years in San Diego at their disposal without him having the right to do anything about it. So, I mean, they got the most magnificent player. He's been compared to Ted Williams, for Christ's sakes. But look, Mackenzie Gore is already a major league pitcher. This kid, Hassel, is an absolute stud who jacks home runs. The kid Abrams is a phenom at shortstop, making defensive stops like better than Derek Jeter. I mean, honestly, at his age, when he came up from Kalamazoo to the Yankees, he was nothing compared to this kid. This kid has a glove and an arm and reach out in the outfield like nobody's business. If you've ever seen him make plays, you'll know real fast why they wanted him, Rizzo, in D.C. Also, the kid Wood can flat out play. I think the other factor here is they wanted Hosmer. They ended up getting Susanna and a player to be named. That doesn't matter. Hosmer went to the Red Sox. Let's face facts. Eric Hosmer, they've tried to dump his ass for over a year now. They have not liked Hosmer in San Diego. If they say they have, they're lying. It's never worked out there. He's never been great there like he was in Kansas City. He's been average at best and raked them for tons of money. Now he's going to go be average for the last place Red Sox. To get Soto in that lineup, Mike, is absolutely unbelievable. Go figure, Machado, Tatis, Soto, Bell in the same lineup, and they already have nasty pitching. Now they just need to get into the playoffs and see if they can dance with the likes of the Dodgers, who they've always been jealous of, the big brother up the coast in Lipstick City.
Don't forget, they made a major move yesterday to get Josh Hader, too. So they added Hader to the back of their bullpen. And look, this is what it all is now. The Padres, you talk about pushing the chips into the middle, Scotty. That's exactly what's going on, because between the Hader deal and this Soto deal, that is clearly all of their huge prospects that they have in the system. They are going for it now. I also heard this today. They have Soto for two more years. If they don't think they can sign him a year and a half from now, whatever, they can then flip him again and try to get some of that prospect base back. So that also kind of works into the theory here with the Padres. So,
but let's be clear. As you know, let me rub my crystal ball.
Yeah.
Nobody. I've never met one person in my life. Eric Hosmer's wife is not going to sleep with him for 6 months because she's leaving San Diego for Boston in that hellhole. Let me tell you something. I've never met one person in my life that wants to leave San Diego. And I'm one of them. When I go down there surfing, like the fact that I didn't go surfing there last week on my vacation, my family doesn't even love me anymore. I mean, it's San Diego or bust. There's only one place to live in this country, in this hellhole country. Honestly, with the politics and all the, you know, nonsense, can't even get an abortion. You heard me. The only place to live is San Diego, because in San Diego, I can go to the beach and look at chicks and G-strings, and I can go surfing, and I don't care how much my taxes are then. I don't care if it's 13%. Give me those chicks in bikinis and a little surf, a little barrel roll. I'm good to go. And some of that freaky Acapulco, cushy kush, Carver High, don't get me started. Soft serve ice cream at Petco gets me sexual.
Gotta have that soft serve out at Petco. Speaking of that, before I give you the other trades, there is a doubleheader at Petco today. If you'd like to give your pick for game number one, Yu Darvish is going for the Padres. Feltner is going for the Rockies. Some big lumber here, Scotty. -240 and 7.5 the total.
Yeah.
First pitch just under an hour from now.
I was accused of Feltnering her up, but found not guilty. Ooh. Give me the Padres and Darvish in the opener. And you know what I'm going to do in a nightcap, too, don't you?
I think I know what you're going to do with the nightcap. You're going to go for get the brooms out for the nightcap for the Padres.
Let's
big day
ice
for
cream.
San Diego.
Ice cream! Ice cream! Crazy!
Last night's win later on. Okay, here's the rest of what's happened so far today. Yankees trade Joey Gallo to the Dodgers. Gallo out. He heads a double-A pitcher going back to the Yankees, which is better than what I thought they'd get, Scotty, which was a bag of balls. So at least they got a warm body back for Gallo.
Is the worst baseball player in the history of Major League Baseball. In the entire history of the game, there has never been a worse baseball player than Ernest and Julio Gallo. Thank God I got a good nickname for him because he is a femme with that bat. I got to tell you, I have never seen a guy strike out more than him. And I mean, literally, there are teams, entire teams that strike out less than him.
He's awful. The Orioles, who are only 2.5 games back of that final wild card in the American League, traded their closer, Jorge Lopez, having a tremendous year to the Twins for three prospects. They traded Mancini last night. So despite the Orioles, Scotty, having this feel-good couple of months and only being 2.5 out, it looks like we are selling in Baltimore some pieces. So there you go.
What in the F are you doing when you're in a playoff chase and you give away one of your best hitters? I'll take it back to yesterday. I said my daughter hits better than Trey Mancini. He does hit 20 points higher than my daughter. He hits around 270. She's around 250. But I got to say, you get rid of your closer, one of your best players that fans love, and you're in a playoff chase. I mean, now you're not. As far as I'm concerned, they will not make the playoffs now because of that stupid-ass move they pulled today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
Yeah, I don't know if you're talking about it later, Carver High, but you just brought it up. I mean, it really was hilarious seeing Tony fall asleep in the first inning last night at the White Sox game on the south side of Chicago. I mean, he was out cold.
Yeah, it was in the first inning. I mean, they got a real close-up look on him in the dugout, and he was just kind of, the eyes were just like fluttering down, and the head was nodding a little bit. Like, honestly, bro. Like, I mean, it's the first inning. What are we doing out here? That's a rough scene. By the way, we'll talk about it later. They lose to the Royals again last night.
Oh, so that's God. How embarrassing.
Lost a game to both the Twins and the Guardians, who both won last night. So it wasn't a good night on and off the field for the Chicago White Sox. I will also tell you before we get into the Lion's Share, Marlins trade relievers Anthony Bass and Zach Pop to the Blue Jays for one of their top prospects, Jordan Groshans. Both of those guys, Scotty, having real good years out of the pen, especially Bass. So that makes the Blue Jay relievers a lot stronger. Pirates traded Jose Quintana last night to the Cardinals. Why do the Pirates always help the Cardinals? I just don't understand. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's the Cardinals. You hate them. Why are you helping them?
And between the Cardinals and the Yankees, I mean, the entire Yankee roster played for the Pirates.
And Tommy Pham went from the Reds to the Red Sox. We will discuss later on the other Red Sox deal, which was Christian Vasquez, and how he found out about the deal. All right, here we go. The Lion's Share for tonight. Ooh. Not bad last night. The K-props were all right. Judge bailed us out with a homer. Game props were pretty good as well. We went 2-1 on those, including the Mets winning.
Are you kidding? We made all kinds of money last night.
All kinds. All kinds. We did very well all over the board.
I'm drooling in here. I made so much money. I just started drooling. Is that a bad sign? Is that like an early stroke sign? I was just talking to you, and I felt like the river Kwai was coming right down into my goat. Come on.
Here we go. Strikeouts. We have tried this a couple of times this year. With guys coming back from injuries, Jacob DeGrom back on the mound for the Mets, making his first start in 13 months, Scotty. 6.5 for DeGrom. Minus 150 to the over, plus 105 to the under. We also need to factor in that the Nationals, of course, this morning lost half of their lineup with Soto and Bell going out to San Diego. So it's not going to be the best nine being fielded by Washington tonight. I'm still going under tonight for DeGrom, Scotty. I think he's only going to go 4 or 5 innings. I'm going to take a shot that he stays under.
All right, well, you know, Bell never hit in that lineup in D.C. anyway, so they only had one guy in the entire lineup that ever got a hit, and that was Soto. So I think DeGrom will strike out 6.5 batters in the first inning.
There you go. Over for Scotty, for Jacob DeGrom tonight.
How about an immaculate inning?
Immaculate inning for DeGrom to start things off. Corbin Burnes next, taking on the Buccos tonight. 7.5 now. This actually went down a little bit. It was 8.5 earlier for Burnes. Minus 155 to the over, plus 116 to the under. He's gone over this number, Scotty, in 5 of his last 7 starts. Double digits 3 times during that. He faced the Pirates on July 1st. Only 5 strikeouts. He did have 10 against them back in April. I'll go back to the over with Corbin tonight.
Yeah, I'm on the over. The Pirates are a disaster, and this guy is going to mow them down tonight in Pittsburgh. It's worth going to see if you like to watch a good pitcher, and PNC is a great ballpark, so you can go watch the Pirates strike out all night. I'm with you.
Spencer Strider gets the ball for the Braves tonight. We haven't used him in the lion's share in a while. Why? Hasn't been very good. He's back up to 7.5, though, facing the Phillies tonight. Plus 100 to the over, minus 145 to the under. He's under in his last 2, including facing the Phillies in his last start. Who he faces tonight, he had 6. That would be an under tonight. He was also under against the Phillies in May. I will go under 7.5 for Spencer tonight.
I'll go under as well. I think he's in the running for sure for Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
In the National League for sure. Let me just say, I think he's hit a wall a little bit, right? Like, so he looks like he's tired a little bit to me. He was striking out 10, 12 guys every time out, and then all of a sudden he's getting 4 and 5. That's yes. When you know he's you know, maybe needs to hit the brakes a little bit. I'll go with you on the under.
Yeah, he had a stretch there in late June into early July where he had double-digit strikeouts and 3 out of 4 starts. Things were looking really good, but it has cooled off considerably. Lastly, we will go to Christian Javier for the Strohs tonight. 7.5 is the number, plus 110 to the over, minus 160 to the under. He's under this number in 3 of his last 4, Scotty. In fact, a little similar to Strider, if you remember. Had that string where he was going double digits for a bunch of starts and now has cooled off a little bit, been ending up in the 5-6 range his last few out.
You know, after last night, what I saw that they lost to the Red Sox, that was embarrassing in Houston. I'll stay under with you there, too.
There you go. There's the strikeouts for tonight. It is tater time on the lion's share. And look, I think at this point, we might as well just keep going, Reddit. I don't like playing home run props at plus 150, Scotty. I mean, that's kind of silly. It's really low. But you're going to cash it every single night. I guess
right.
You have to keep playing
what?
It. Plus 150, Judge to homer again tonight against the Mariners.
What did I say yesterday? I'll bet on him every night this week, and I'll make at least $700 by Saturday. Okay? So I'm rolling with him again every night, and he hit for us last night. Ring the bell. Everybody's happy. I mean, not only that, he had a double every single time he comes to the plate. I expect a home run now. I don't even – like a single is like, you know, just foreplay. I need – a home run every time he comes to the plate.
He's almost giving that to you at this point. Amazing the tear that Judge is on right now. Next, we will go to the Blue Jays. Who else has been smoking hot, Scotty? How about Matt Chapman?
Yep.
4 homers over the weekend against the Tigers. They've got the Rays tonight, plus 360 for Matty to stay hot against Tampa.
The guy hit 465 in the last 10 days and raked all kinds of home runs. I am on him as well. And don't forget, I know you got another one. Throw my bonus chip in there today too.
We're
I'm getting
get
all
it.
Kinds of worked up over here.
I am saving the best for last. We are going to throw that bonus ball in after I get to the next two. Nolan Arenado for the Redbirds tonight against the Cubbies. Plus 280 for him. Had a homer over the weekend. Has had a couple against the Cubs this year. Plus 280 for Nolan.
I'll say no on Nolan Arenado because he's going to, I think, captain the U.S. team in the World Baseball Classic that no one's going to watch.
Trout.
I say no.
Him and Trout are going to be involved. And finally, before we get to the bonus ball, you mentioned it. Astros losing to the Red Sox last night, I think, bounce back tonight. And who's usually the guy that leads a bounce back when the Astros need one? It's Yordan Alvarez, plus 210 tonight to homer against the Sox.
Every time you put that guy up on this board, he hits a home run. So I'm there with you again. Every time you put him up, he hits one.
He has been very good. You mentioned the bonus ball here. This is for game one of the Padre-Rocky doubleheader. That's going to be starting in about 40 minutes that we just talked about. Jurickson Profar, Scotty, he has been on a tear with homers in four straight. How about plus 525 for Profar today against Feltner and the Rockies? Are we going in for it? Yes.
Well, look, this guy's got four straight games with a home run. Everything else has turned up roses for the Padres today. They get the dream deal with Soto. They're playing a doubleheader in the sunshine at Petco. Not only do I take the bet in game one, I think he's going to hit one in game two as well. Christ, give me the odds on that. That'll be six straight games. Why not? Everything else is turning up.
We'll get you that one later on when they put it on the board. All right, game props for the night. Yankees to win against the Mariners tonight, and all total here over 9.5, plus 275. I think we'll see a little bit like last night. That was a 7-2 final. We'll go a little bit more than that. Yankees win over the 9.5, plus 275.
I mean, it just blows my mind how they win every game. Like, I thought last night you'd see Seattle come in and give them a game, and they kicked their ass. I think it's Jameson Shots at Tyone tonight. I could be wrong. I'm going to go with him again to win. And yes, the over. I'm with you on all that. All they do is rake.
You got Jameson Shots at Tyone and Gilbert Grape tonight with the Mariners and the Yankees up in the Bronx. So let's get
great
some
matchup.
Runs. The Royals and the White Sox, this is where we're looking under tonight. Under four in the first five innings at plus 120. It was very sleepy last night as we saw Tony fall asleep. Maybe again tonight with Giolito and Keller on the mound. Under four in the first five innings, White Sox and Royals.
So, yeah, I have a hard time believing that. Keller is awful. I think the White Sox are going to score runs in the first five innings. Not because of Giolito.
Pitched good against the Yankees last time out. Nine strikeouts, did very well. Looking for him to maybe carry that over against the Sox tonight. And finally, Blue Jays and Rays is where I'm going for the big ball of the night. Both teams to score four-plus runs. Gausmanson, Rasmussen, don't care. Both to score four or more. That's paying plus 290 tonight for the lion's share, Scotty. Let's go.
Yeah, I think the pitching's too good there. I'm going to say no.
No, not with me on the lion's share tonight. Lots of runs for Tampa and Toronto. Chapman will homer two for you, Scotty. There you go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, Cody Decker's with the BetMGM podcast, and he joins us to talk about everything going on in baseball with the trade deadline today and everything else shaking out around the majors. Cody, good to see you. Tell me more about, first of all, the BetMGM podcast and all the other shows you do. I know you do a bunch of other shows, and then like I'm seeing like you do a show. Am I crazy? Is that with your wife or something? She's super hot and you're doing a show with her too? Like, what am I seeing over here? I'm very interested in all this.
All right, let's strap in. Here's all the shows I do. BetMGM, MLB Podcast, powered by BetQL. That's Just a Simple Podcast. Big Time Baseball Podcast with myself, John Heyman, and of course, Tony Gwynn Jr. We'll have a live show tomorrow. That is going to be a lot of fun as well. I have a live show every Saturday on the BetQL Network and CBS sports stations throughout the country. Of course, called Bet for the Cycle, a live four-hour gambling show where pure chaos takes place nonstop. A lot of side bets, and usually I get punished with something horrible. I had to eat a Vegemite sandwich 3 weeks ago. Scotty, have you ever had a Vegemite sandwich?
No, they've tried to do that to me, and I've been able to forego those plans. I've been able to circumvent all that activity. How was it?
Oh, it's a lot like, it's very similar to eating a dead body. I strongly suggest not doing it. It was a nightmare. On top of that, I also got myself a show on 670 The Score in Chicago called Down the Line with Cody Decker. That's brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Not to mention, I do home run props for BetMGM. You can catch me all the time on Carton and Evans. You can catch me all over the place, really, quite frankly. And you mentioned the show with my wife. That was a show called Swings and Misses when I retired in 2019. My wife, Jennifer Sturger, and I had a show with Radio.com Sports, which is now Odyssey Sports, better known as the BetQL Network. And we had that show for a couple years, and it was badass. It was awesome. Got to do a show with my wife, and now I'm just everywhere all the time. It's a blast. I love it.
That's awesome. That has to be cool that you're living in Lipstick City and you're doing shows in Chicago and New York and everywhere else, and still doing it in LA. When I did Fell on the Bench all the years on The Fan in New York, I was doing it out of Culver City in Los Angeles. Well, I fooled everyone for a while. Eventually, they forced me to move to New York. They said, "You're either moving to New York or you're fired." I'm like, "Why?" They're like, "Because you don't listen."
Dude, you're not, it's the same problem I've been dealing with for the last couple of years. I've been getting away with living in LA, and keep in mind, I'm born and raised out here, and people know that I'm here, but I have a feeling my time is nearly up. People are going to start making me be in certain cities for more times. In fact, I'll be in Chicago in 2 weeks. Looking really forward to it.
Great town. All right, what do you think of this deal for Soto? And, you know, more so for me on the other side. Now, we're learning that Voit is the player to be named because Hosmer's not going to go to D.C. He was able to void that deal in his contract. He didn't have to go. So, Luke Voit, imagine that. You go from the Yankees to the Padres, and then they ship you to the Nationals. That's like getting sent to Leavenworth.
That is a tough, tough draw. You're a guy that went from the New York Yankees, think you're going to make a huge impact on the San Diego Padres, knowing full well that this team is going to make a serious playoff run. Hey, and the season starts, you have no Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado playing absolutely out of his mind, but you got the same division as the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you think you're going to be the centerpiece of it all, and you're going to finish the year on this Nats team? Oof. You know what? If there's anything in the world that Luke Voit deserves, it's like a brand new Porsche, and it better be sent by Eric Hosmer immediately, because Eric Hosmer just screwed Luke Voit.
Yeah, and Eric Hosmer basically was average at best in San Diego, and I would prefer the Porsche 911 GS3, which I was in 2 weeks ago, doing a $190 on the Garden State Parkway, headed to the Freehold Racetrack to place bets. And I was scared to death. That car hauls ass. All right, so the rate that the Nationals got of all those minor leaguers, though, those are the best players in the Padres organization from, you know, the minors. And one of them's already a major league pitcher. They got great players, the Nationals. I know their fans aren't going to believe it, but I don't think they know anything about what's going on in the farms.
I can't stress this enough. I played for the San Diego Padres for 7 years. I love the organization. In fact, my last year, the year I got called up to the big leagues, AJ Preller was my general manager. And let me tell you, that guy is a madman. And nothing was safe in the San Diego Padres system this last week. And yes, this is not just kind of a haul. This is one hell of a haul. You didn't get their top prospect. You got their top four prospects, one of which is in the big leagues right now and currently with the third shortest odds in the Rookie of the Year odds, although he is hurt right now in Mackenzie Gore. C.J. Abrams was the first pick in 2019. Hansel the third, he was a first pick just last year. He's an high A, absolutely tearing it up. This is four, not just four good prospects. These are four ready-made prospects that will be in the big leagues within the next 3 years. The Nats' future is a lot brighter than Nats fans think. Yes, it sucks to lose Juan Soto. I don't want to lose Juan Soto. All I want is to see Juan Soto wear any uniform of a team that I love. However, you just got maybe the single best haul of any prospects I've ever seen in the past 20 years.
I know, it's just crazy. And then, you know, Carver High said it best. I never even mentioned Hader, Can you believe they pulled that off? Yesterday, I speculated the Brewers have to know something about this guy to give up on him, the way he closed doors for them in Milwaukee. Do you believe after the couple of really bad outings that he had after he said he didn't want to go to the All-Star game where he got walked off twice, do you think they think there's something wrong with him that they would dump him as they're winning the Central and going to the playoffs and you get rid of that guy?
As much as I want to say yes, and it seems like David Stearns possibly knows something that AJ Preller doesn't, I'm going to say no, and here's why. You got Devin Williams, who hasn't given up a run since Nam pitching in the eighth inning. Quite frankly, that guy's a ready-made closer. Go ahead and throw him in the closer spot. You can make the same argument with the Padres and Rodgers, who was brought in from Minnesota to be their closer, and he's been abysmal as a closer. You take him out of that role and move him into the eighth or seventh inning role setup spot over in Milwaukee, and all of a sudden that bullpen might be fortified. And quite frankly, this was the time to move Hader for them because this is the way they can maximize their value. And the fact that they had a Devin Williams ready to just slide right into that spot, there was never a better time to maximize the value than today. And they did it. And I think it worked out for everybody involved, especially the San Diego Padres. Oh my God, the San Diego Padres. I'm a Padre guy. Let's go.
Listen, I go to Petco every summer. I go there surfing and I usually always go to Padre games. I love it there. We'll see how they do. They're in a wild card right now. They're not going to catch the Dodgers, but they just need to get there and see what happens. New York, we're hearing, you know, stuff today that Giants got J.D. Davis and prospects for, I guess, Darren Ruff in a deal. That bores me. But what about the Yankees haul, starting with Benintendi and then getting Frankie Montas and getting the young reliever from the Cubs, the Sidewinder? I think the Yankees did really nicely at the deadline, to be honest with you.
I did too. The one that did not move the needle a little bit for me was the Montas deal. It's not a bad pickup by any stretch of the imagination, but I have a little bit of concerns about his shoulder going forward. He's already been on the IL a couple of times, and this is a team that desperately needs not just a starter, but a starter that will remain on the field for the rest of the year. It can't be Gerrit Cole all year long. Nestor Cortez has hit a couple of snags, but luckily Jameson Taillon on the mound tonight. Taillon's been phenomenal for the Yankees. This is a team that should just run away with their division. Yeah, they're in the AL East, which is devastating. And of course, the Houston Astros aren't going anywhere. As of right now, this is still a two-team league, not division, two-team league, Houston and New York. And quite frankly, it's going to come down to those two teams at the NL, at the ALCS.
Why can't the Yankees beat the Astros? You should hear my language when I'm watching these games.
They're just good. Trust me, I don't want the Astros to be good either. I want the Astros to die and go away forever, and it's not going to happen. I thought this was the year. In fact, I took out a plus 450 flyer on the Seattle Mariners before the season to win the division, and hey, it looks like they're going to be a playoff team, but I thought Houston was going to take multiple steps backward, losing out on Correa, obviously getting back Verlander, but Verlander at 40 post-Tommy John, I didn't expect him to have the second shortest odds in the American League when it comes to Cy Young futures. It's been unbelievable what these guys did. Hell, Pena is there playing shortstop, a rookie, and no one even remembers that Carlos Correa was there as recently as last year. It is the upside down in the AL West.
Can you believe what they've done without Springer and Correa as amazing. If they never existed?
Dude, not only that, they're doing it without Lance McCullers Jr., and finally he's about to come back. So really, I'm terrified of what the Astros are going to do going forward. They just got their hands on Trey Mancini. They were sneaky during this thing. A backup catcher in Vasquez. If your backup catcher is Vasquez. And by the way, that Darren Ruff deal over to New York is a little bit bigger than I think it is than most people would think, because that just tells me Wilson Contreras, his market is shrinked by about three teams. Because right now, I was looking at Wilson Contreras to be going over to the Mets. This is going to leave nothing but the White Sox, the Tampa Bay Rays, who lost Mike Zunino for the year, they need him. But the asking price is high, and this is going to be an interesting last 30 minutes.
I can't fathom, Cody, that the Twins haven't made a move with their pitching to get Rodon today. They got 2 hours. Will they get it done or not? Are they seriously going to do nothing? They haven't won a playoff game since before Christ.
I don't think they're going to do anything. I think this team is going to be the biggest disappointment in baseball only if they let the White Sox go and get somebody. Right now, the White Sox are letting me down exponentially. The fact that they haven't made any moves, the fact that they haven't gone over to the San Francisco Giants and thrown everything they can to get their hands on Jock Peterson and Rodon and get it back over to the South Side is an embarrassment. As for the Twins, whoever's going to win the Central is whoever makes a move in the next hour and a half. That's who's going to win the Central. None of these teams belong in the playoffs. In fact, the AL Central sucks. None of them should make the playoffs. Let the AL East, put the Baltimore Orioles in. I don't want to see anyone from the Central. They suck.
Hey, were you watching Tony falling asleep in the dugout like we were? I think it's awesome. Like, these things happen. You should see me. I pass out. Sometimes I'll, like, pass gas, then pass out when I'm watching a Yankee game that's not exciting. You know, just third, fourth inning sometimes, Cody, I'll just slip away for like 30 minutes. You know, it happens.
Yeah, but you're not managing the team, man. Tony La Russa, good Lord, Hall of Fame baseball man. Just ask him. He'll tell you. It's just how this was allowed to happen to begin with, how it's allowed to continue. If you're a manager in the big leagues and you are netting your team actual losses based on the decision-making, managers should be as noticeable as a chair. If I notice you, you're a bad manager. Managing a baseball game is as easy as it gets. You have to handle a bullpen. That's it. Now you don't even have to do double switches because there's DHs everywhere. It is an easy job. Not to mention you have every stat on planet Earth to tell you exactly what moves to make. It is an automated game at this point, yet Tony La Russa finds ways to make this team worse, and he's falling asleep at the trade deadline. Hey. Fire him 47 times already.
Were you, when you were in the show and in the clubhouse, obviously you were this crazy, were people telling you that you should get into television and radio when you were playing and saying you're in the wrong business?
Yeah, I got a lot. But when I was with the Padres, in fact, when I got called up to the Padres, this is 100% true, I got pulled aside by our team president, Mike D. And he's like, hey, Cody, I'd like you to host our pregame show tomorrow. I'm like, I'm playing tomorrow. Like, yeah, we'd like you to host the pregame show tomorrow. I'm like, okay. I went and hosted the pregame show, and apparently the ratings went through the roof. Obviously, look at this. But on top of that, as the show continued, we're just going on and on. And then the next day, hey, let's do it again the next day. Great. I get called into the office. Hey, any interest in retiring and taking over the pregame show? And I was just like, I've hit 200 home runs in the minor leagues to get up here, and that's what it took. And I just got here, and now you want me to quit? And looking back, I probably should have done it because I ended up flailing away in AAA and just becoming the real-life Crash Davis for all those years. But man, oh man, yeah, I was always going to do this. Come on, look at this. Look at this jawline. Look at this beard. Look at this voice. I could
listen, Mafia found this guy. Like, he's got to know Jason Scott. I know he's friends with Derek, our buddy at Circa. We know Steven. I worked for him for a number of years. Very cool. I'm stoked to have you on the show. We got to get you back on again. I know you're busy as all hell, but we'll find time. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as we did. Thanks, dude. You're a badass. That was a lot of fun. Keep killing it.
You're the man, Scott.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cover high. I mean, this deal for the Reds, Molly, you know, Mafia said it best. We would have been better off going to a concert and dipping our thumb in a bag of Molly than getting him.
Well,
the Twins got Molly. What? I mean, how cheap are you?
You wanted the Twins to trade for a starting pitcher, so they traded for a starting pitcher, Tyler Molly from the Cincinnati Reds for three prospects goes there. I hope they're looking for more than just him. That's for sure. We have a couple of others for you too, Scotty. David Robertson goes back to the Phillies. Cubs trade Robertson to Philadelphia. So a little reunion there. You mentioned to Cody that the Mets got Darren Ruff from the Giants for J.D. Davis and prospects. That deal is in the books. The Phillies also got Brandon Marsh from the Angels. You know Marsh, he's got like the long hair and the big beard. Brandon Marsh, who could be a good defender, good glove. I'll be out there maybe in center field.
Is this like is this the crappy player hour that all the crappiest players in baseball got traded? I mean, honestly, gave me was just absolute dog shack.
We have 2 hours to go. We will see if we get any more. We've already had Soto go. and a few others. Not many big names left on the board that we know of. We'll see if we could change that between now and 6 o'clock. Maybe Wilson Contreras from the Cubs, maybe Rodon from the Giants gets moved. Those are some of the names we're still looking for here.
I mean, if you were the White Sox, would you go back, like Cody said, and get Rodon back to the White Sox and Jock Peterson?
Yes.
I think it'd put him over.
1,000%. I think the White Sox are, if they could just do something like that, that might be the little edge to get them past those two teams. If I was them, I'd make that move right now.
I think Cody's right. That division's ass melt.
It's awful.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.